It may be a little late for Christmas, but tonight we're walking in a winter wonderland on the Royals After Show. We're going to recap Season 3, Episode 6, More Than Kin and Less Than Kind, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know. Do you guys think this is Eleanor really singing?
I was actually thinking that, and I think it might be.
I don't at all.
You don't think it was?
I thought it was lip sync.
Yeah, and I don't think it's her, like, recorded voice. I think it's someone else.
Yeah. It could be. I was wondering. I was trying to, like, toy with that, too, but I thought maybe if it, like, is kind of semi-her.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know. I don't
we
know
are watching, if people can't tell, last night's super fun show open, which was this crazy dream-like sequence of Eleanor and Jasper kind of romping around the palace, which we also got to see a few episodes back around Christmas time, before the New Year's break. But it was really fun to see it again.
It was.
I think they were probably like, why do we have to air this now? Like, they probably thought the scheduling would work out.
Maybe, yeah.
This would be the Christmas episode, but...
Well...
That's okay.
Well, we're here to recap the rest of the show after this super fun open. Hey, guys, it's your host, Megan Stecker, and tonight I'm joined by my lovely ladies.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Sarah
Renee here.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Renee.
Ooh, Allie's wearing a lovely dark lip tonight.
Oh,
I really love dark lips.
Thank you.
So pretty. More than kin, less than kind. I put in a little extra research this week, so this might be. I thought this was like a super fun episode for me.
And for me, it was a little bit emotional. Like, I was very up, and then I was down, up and down. And I feel like there was a lot of deep emotion this episode, which made me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
For me, I know they were trying to add so many deep conflicts and a lot of sad characters. And I was like, there's just so much comedy in this episode for me. It's, like, light and fun.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed it.
That's what I was thinking. Like, oh, this is going to be just, like, a fluffy, fun Christmas episode. Until I was... like, hysterical with later on with Jasper calling his father and then, like, the gifts from the dad.
Yeah.
So it was fun, even though there were tears.
Yeah.
I thought there were so many good lines in last night's episode that made it funny for me. Like, great writing. And I tweeted this out today. I said my favorite was when Liam toasted to Robert blowing me. Do you ladies have any favorite lines from last night? There was so many good little, like, quips from
I
different people.
I loved hashtag yesterday's news. Cyrus.
Yes, Cyrus.
So mean.
So mean.
I just, like, there wasn't a specific line, but I think Cyrus did kind of, like, his comedy in this episode did shine through. And that was kind of the light whenever everyone was, like, down. Cyrus would come in with something extravagant to say.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I mean, it was super morbid and evil of him, but when he said, the poor little Sarah Alice was like, oh, let's play Simon Says. And he's like, yes, Simon Says Ted Price killed me.
Yeah.
It's so wrong, but
it
so
was
funny.
So wrong. No, yeah.
No, it's really good writing.
Do you know what I was thinking on the way over? I feel like we now have had a great representation of what it would be like to have, like, a Trumpian-type character as the leader of the country. And you just have to keep being like, I can't believe he really said that or did that or is that rude. And he's just allowed to be like, this is normal now. So comparing real life to the royals, I don't know how everyone feels about that, but just for me, I just thought of that today. Okay, so to start the episode off, Eleanor is finishing writing this fabulous love letter to Jasper and saying, I love you. So I'm assuming this is the first time she's saying I love you to him.
I think so, too.
Okay, which leads her into, like, the winter wonderland fantasy in her mind. And it is Christmas Eve. So at the very end of the fantasy, we come back to Eleanor in her bed, and she's like, oh, it's Christmas Eve. I'm so excited. But things quickly are not so happy when Robert confronts Jasper in the gym, the family gym. Like, there's no beating around the bush. Like, immediately he says, it turns out your parents were charlatans. Which, I love what Jasper said. Oh, no, they are. but mm-hmm. I was. Mm-hmm. I feel like he did get off the hook pretty easy, though, with Robert. Like, you could assume that one might be like, get out of the palace. I'm having you removed immediately. Yeah.
Right.
I think that there's just, like, a secret agenda in Robert's head. Yeah. I feel like this episode kind of, you got to see a little bit of the evil behind what's laying in front of him right now, mm-hmm. and we don't know what that's even going to unfold to be, mm-hmm. but I think that maybe Robert might have to do something with that reporter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And obviously we can get into that, but I just kind of, as soon as, like, it kind of unfolded, I just feel like there's some deep-seated evil, but then again, I can't tell if that's just him kind of trying to adjust getting back into this large role of being, you know, about to be king. So mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's him just kind of adjusting back into life and being kind of protective over his sister because he wasn't there in the beginning, or if he's actually got a dark-seated, like, I'm going to do something and you don't even know kind of thing. I don't know.
Right. Like, if there was more to, like, everything he was saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if he was just like, you found out it was Ted Price, I owe you for that. I know, you know, who the real, you know, I know who you are, but I trust Eleanor. So mm-hmm. I feel like he couldn't do too much in that scene. Like, this is, like, that's where they're at. He has yeah. to, like, accept that he's found out who's killed his father, and he has to, like, be grateful for that. He has to trust Eleanor, but he wants him to know that, like, mm-hmm. you're not gonna always be accepted, I think.
Yeah.
In and Robert's mind.
No, totally. And but I think Jasper, like, he took it gracefully. He didn't get angry. He kind mm-hmm. of took everything, every word, and just kind of was very calm, cool, mm-hmm. and collected, which I thought was great because we've seen him get a little bit mm-hmm. feisty at times. And wait, really quick, going back to that reporter comment, I know that we kind of see different things with his dad, but maybe that's kind of all a circle. Like, Robert kind of, that's how he did the research and knows a little bit more about his family. So those are kind of my thoughts, and we can get into that later, but yeah. I just, those are, like, I think it's all kind of a circle, and I think they're all kind of, maybe connected. He got money from, like, his dad and everything, but I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Wow. Yeah, sorry. I'll wait.
I didn't even read that
more.
Deep into
oh,
it.
Yeah.
I just was thinking about it because there's something more to, like, Jasper just being having to put that off. Like, he's trying to protect Eleanor mm-hmm, in this yeah. whole thing. And I don't know, that whole scene with Robert, just, like, there's something else to this.
Oh, interesting. But I took it as, like, Robert, like, really saying to him, like, which is the worst thing you could say to Jasper, because he already doesn't feel good enough.
Yeah.
That, mm-hmm. like, I know who the real you is.
Yeah.
And you're, which is the worst thing you could say to him, because he's yeah. already, like, insecure.
Oh, my God. Allie's blowing my mind, because I didn't look any further into it than thinking, like, it was probably his dad that had called that reporter.
I just think it's all a circle, but I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The queen awakens and is surprised that no one is around on Christmas, to which we get another fabulous line from this episode. It's a goddamn zombie apocalypse. It turns out Liam has let the staff mm-hmm. go. While the queen and Liam are talking about this, King Cyrus and also Robert and Eleanor join them in the dining room, and they also think it's a goddamn zombie apocalypse. But Liam said, because Simon used to let the staff go, mm-hmm. he told them to go as well. Everyone's upset because they all knew it took weeks and months of planning for them to not be there and the palace kind of take care of itself that day. I guess poor Liam didn't realize that.
Yeah. But I feel like this is setting... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I feel like this is, like, setting us up for the confrontation at dinner because mm-hmm. Liam got used to the role of being like, now I'm going to be the man of the house and mm-hmm. I should do what Dad would do. And then yeah. Robert does, like, the whole toast like Dad would do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's setting us up for them being... for Liam not relinquishing his new role so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point because you can see so much hidden behind Liam as well. He's so upset this entire episode. I feel like that's why I was like giggling with the little things, like when they all came to the door and they're like, is it two? It was cute how they all three were like stacked on each other. But you just see Liam and he looks miserable. Mm-hmm. And it was killing me on the inside because I know he's hurting so hard and he's trying to keep this a secret and then mm-hmm. he doesn't know what to do and he's kind of in this whole... he doesn't understand what he should do or what he should go for because he's kind of lost yeah. right now. Like, the throne was basically given to him, then taken away yet again. Mm-hmm. And then the girl of his dreams was given to him and then taken away, mm-hmm. just like every girl that he's really fallen for. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of really felt for him this episode. And he tried mm-hmm. to do something good, and then it backfired.
I am totally Team Liam, and I felt for him too. But there are people who are Team Robert, including one of our fans, Charlotte,
Oh, yes, she tweeted me a lot today. What did she tweet you? Oh, my God.
I took notes. At Walker Clan Fan Charlotte. Not to be confused with Kate and William Charlotte, because I don't think she's old enough to tweet, but perfect royal name. She is Team Robert, and she thinks that Liam is being unfair. So, like, if your sibling returns from the dead, you should be, like, more grateful and less passive-aggressive. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that, you know, it's possible that Robert gave the press the info, and that that would make it him very evil. And then it would be, like, pure black and white, like, pure moral and just Liam versus evil Robert. So we hope it's, like, more nuanced than that. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. But she just feels like Robert is being made to feel guilty for being alive, basically over a girl. Like, you know.
That is true. I guess I never thought of it that way.
And, like, no one's ever asked. Another good point. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Nobody's ever asked Robert, like, what was the island like?
Right,
how did
you press
the
time? Why have we not heard?
Why didn't your hair grow longer, which is what I want to know.
Yeah, that is true. Thanks, Charlotte, because that brings up a great point. Now I'm like, you are kind of just pushing your brother away, almost wishing he was gone again in order to have the girl of your dreams.
Right?
Which it's like...
not fair.
Yeah.
I think it's all... I think it's so deep for Liam because it's being pushed out of the spotlight again to mm-hmm. make room for his brother. And, like, Cyrus is really inciting it by saying... because Cyrus knows what it's like to be Liam and mm-hmm. be the spare mm-hmm. and never will, you know, be king. Well, he did manage that. But he knows the pain that Liam might be feeling. And he keeps dredging it up. And bringing it to light and saying, oh, Liam ruins Christmas. Good thing Big Brother is back to clean up your mess again. Yeah. I think he's enjoying driving a wedge between everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, definitely. He's got his deep-seated things as well.
Yeah. Jasper visits Eleanor in her room, and he tells her what Robert said this morning in the gym, because I think he's feeling a little nervous about it mm-hmm. and what Robert may or may not know. He wants to spend the day away from her, actually, even though she wants him around. He's like, oh, I think I'll lay low. It's important for you guys to be alone as a family on the first Christmas without your father. And Eleanor says, you know, won't you even call your family? And he's like, no, thank you. Not into them on Christmas. Yeah. And tells the story of his father dressing him up like an elf and making him steal from the Salvation Army bucket.
I know.
It's horrible.
As a child.
It's really sad, and it kind of just goes to show that he's not really been forced, but he hasn't been around the best people to kind of show him in the right direction. And I feel like him being in the royal palace has showed him there is a different way to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what Eleanor has shown him himself, mm-hmm. because he started out with being blackmailing and very manipulative, and then we see this turn for Jasper, which is really exciting, which I just, it made me mm-hmm. really sad too, to feel that he didn't really like have anybody to really bring him up until now.
Mm-hmm. Mark Schwann said, like, every show, every movie, everything ever made is about love. Like, in the end, it's all about love. And I feel like Jasper's a perfect example of a character who never really had true love from his parents or anyone to show him, you know, loving him just for him until he meets Eleanor. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, Mark Schwann said a lot last night on that after show, which I love.
Oh, I didn't watch it this week. Okay.
Oh, it's really good. But he said a lot about Jasper having to accept his past, which is the same as having to love yourself before they can be together, which we can talk about that eventually. But I feel like this is, like, his... this is the one time he's finally been loved and he doesn't know how to handle it because he doesn't love himself.
Yeah, and to be hiding under, like, a pseudo-identity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's not ever really being his true self. He's always a con man under mm-hmm. a false identity.
Exactly. And like, I can't wait for him to never do a British accent again. Like, that'll be when he finally accepts himself for who he is and loves himself and is just himself, and then they'll be together and he'll speak like an American.
Yeah, no, completely, because whenever I kind of get thrown off, I forget who he's trying to be at times.
Yeah.
So then I'll hear him speaking in an English accent, and then, like, halfway through I'll hear him speaking in American, and I was like, oh, wait, oh, yeah, that's right. And so you're kind of, like, thinking about it, too. Mm-hmm.
And totally. I feel like he hasn't, as an actor... not that this is easy, but he wasn't really so perfect at bouncing between the two accents last night. Uh-huh. Like, there would be times when he's supposed to be speaking in his British accent to a certain character, but it sounded very American to me for a few words.
Oh.
And I kept getting so confused, and I'd rewind it and rewatch it.
Because I think his American accent is good. Like, I think it's great. He's British.
I do, too. Jasper's character continues right after that moment with Eleanor. He runs up to sweet little Sarah Alice. He's like, oh, my God, I can't just give her the necklace I bought her as a gift. I have to think of something else. She's gotten too much jewelry already. So they concoct this adorable storybook about a princess. And in the end, they're going to put the jewelry in the book somehow.
So cute.
I thought that was adorable.
And I tweeted, you know, what was your favorite line? And someone wrote back when he said, what does this caterpillar have scoliosis? So that was one of our viewers' favorite lines. Thank you for writing me back, one viewer. So sweet. Also, the queen is visited by Mr. Spencer, her fabulous right-hand man, who tells her, don't worry, I can cook a turkey, and there's got to be a figgy pudding aging around here somewhere. Now, I was dying to know what figgy pudding is, because I've always heard it in songs, and I just assumed it was like some very British pudding-esque thing for dessert. But in doing a lot of Wikipedia research, which let's hope that this is about 95% accurate, there's not really figs in it currently in modern day, and it's also not a pudding. It's kind of like British people often call desserts pudding.
Oh.
Is what this thing said. But I got a recipe off of NPR. They spoke to a woman who makes them from scratch, and she gave her recipe. So it's a steamed cake full of raisins, currants, and brandy. So the raisins and currants are dried fruit, which it's a cake of dried fruit with brandy on top. So there's a lot of Christian symbolism involved. There's 13 ingredients for Jesus and the 12 apostles. The sprig of holly they put on top for decoration is also like referencing the crown of thorns. And then they pour the brandy on top and light the dessert up. And that's supposed to be a symbol for the passion of the Christ.
Oh.
But you have to start making it 5 weeks before Christmas. Unlike the show that said you make it like a year in advance.
Yeah.
This woman said you start making it 5 weeks before Christmas. The funny thing is, it says prep time, 30 minutes. Cooking time, 8 hours. Ideal aging time, 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow.
But it's got brown sugar. This is the weird ingredient that threw me off. Suet, I think that's how you say it. It's raw beef or mutton fat.
Ew. Interesting.
But then we add in golden raisins, currants, chopped candied orange peel, flour, breadcrumbs, zest of one lemon, eggs, cinnamon, spice, nutmeg, pinch of salt, and then the brandy for pouring on top and lighting up.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, that does sound very good.
It sounds really delicious, other than that one rogue ingredient.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that you light it on fire. It's like a figgy flambe. Oh,
I mean, throw liquor on any dessert for me and let it soak in and I'll eat it. Like, what's the liquor that's in tiramisu?
Oh,
it's so good. I love tiramisu.
Tiramisu is really good. I can't remember what the...
I can't remember either.
Oh, anywho. That's for another after show. And lady fingers. Okay, so moving on. Liam and Eleanor are perplexed by how to set a table, which I love these kind of scenes where they literally can't figure out where to put a cup and a plate.
Like, they've never had to set the table for their parents because they're not normal. They're royal. Yeah.
I can't even, like... You can't even picture in your mind what it might maybe possibly look like. You
sit put it down, together?
And you sit down and eat at that table probably every day.
I guess maybe it was more like they don't know where to find everything and it was just going to take long. I don't know.
It looked like they had everything.
Like, let me Google it.
Yeah, he's like, maybe there's a picture out there of what our table looks.
But I'm assuming there probably is like 4 different plates, like five different sets of silverware, because there's like a different one, like your salad, your entree, your whatever. You know what I mean? So there's probably a little bit more complex than our normal dinner.
That's true. There's 4 forks, 4 spoons. We don't know which order.
A soup bowl off on the side.
They're not that stupid.
The two of them aren't really one for hard work, so they give up pretty quickly on that idea. But this is kind of just a precursor to them talking about their romantic lives. Mm-hmm. Eleanor's really excited that she got this amazing gift for Jasper, which is when she wanted her and Jasper to start writing these love letters to each other, this is an original love letter from Catherine to Owen Tudor. So that was her story about the princess and the bodyguard that fell in love and had children, and one of their children's name was Jasper. She, I guess, purchased one of these original love letters. So Liam's like, gosh, I'm so happy for you. And she's like, well, I am concerned about you. What's going on? So he, after telling Jasper last week that he was dating Catherine, he now tells Eleanor. So now two people know. But he also says in this same scene, he's happy Robert is home, but there's no reason that Robert should know about this. And also, he was happy. He's like, you know, I'm happy Robert's home, but I was happy. So we're really getting Liam's true feelings. Like, he's letting it out that we don't have to guess anymore. Like, he's upset that Robert's kind of taken something away from him.
It's so hard because it's like, if someone you love died, like, you thought they, like, that's the worst thing. And then to have the best thing happen, like, come back, would you, like, you would think you would be like, not that I'm Team Robert, but you would think that you would be like, I would give up my career, my love life, my everything just to have like another day with this loved one. But would you really?
Well, we're seeing it now. Oh, would you really?
Yeah, because that is true. Because they talked about all the time, like, oh, if only Robert would be back. I wonder what he would do. And I feel like this is kind of him. We're seeing him shy away from the whole Robert. And now it's more fixated on like the love of his life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He's definitely putting way more of a strain on their relationship just being with Catherine. Yeah. Like, that whole love story is, like, what's really conflicting, which goes back to what I said last episode or a couple episodes before. I just wish that he would have told her right off the bat because I feel like if they were to talk about, hey, this happened while we both were grieving, it's kind of like people find love in a weird place.
Exactly. You would have to understand.
Yeah, but now it's like almost too far gone. And now it's more awkward because they were lying to each other.
Exactly.
So,
I agree.
And Liam wants to fight it out on this one, so.
Yeah. And then I don't think it's all about the girl. There's also the aspect that, like, he's always been the spare. He always probably felt that his parents favored Robert, which is, like, such a... There are so many screwed up people in the world who have that aspect in their family. If a parent, if there's a perception that a parent favored one, it is so damaging. And that's, I think, even worse than he, you know, was dating this girl for a couple months and fell in love with her. Like, and now he can't have her anymore. To feel that the favorite came back and you're back to being, you're relegated to
the sidelines.
The sidelines, the sparrow. Yeah. That's, He has to get some therapy.
Well, and it's the like complete drastic times where he's about to be in the spotlight and then something drastically changes like that. Just as he was about to walk in and put his hand on that on the Bible and about to get sworn into being the king, and they burst through and he's not king anymore. And he finds out that Simon might be his dad. So that's like one extreme. And the next extreme is that he's about to be king and he understands that this is going to be a part of him. And then Robert comes back, which is completely out of nowhere. So the two times where he's actually like had hope, it gets washed away with such craziness.
Right. They all have some post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
A lot of post-traumatic stress in this family. And on a fun comedic note, the queen wants to have sex with Spencer in the wine cellar.
Who can blame her? He's so
he's
handsome.
Cute.
So cute. And so nice to her.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. In trying to undress, they knock the figgy pudding off the top of the shelf, and it hits the queen in the face, and she's like, oh, I'm fine, whatever, let's do this.
Which I love, like, that's such creative writing, because they had to get her to not be able to do the speech.
Yeah.
On camera.
Yeah.
Which is, so it's perfect.
The black eye makeup was really good, too.
Yeah. So I know, it looked real.
So good.
Robert confronts Cyrus about sending the Privy Council members bottles of inscribed wine, and the inscription is, drink with me and we shall never thirst. Cyrus is playing it off, like, oh, you're giving me wine for Christmas, get out of here, it's not good enough for me. But Robert warns him that it would be unwise to play a game of chess with him. And this is where I was like, dang it, all of my suspicions are confirmed. Robert says, I played chess with my father. You'd be wise to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously we all thought Robert was a little ambitious, but now it's like, what was going on between him and the king before he disappeared?
Yeah. I feel like there's just so much unknown, but yet known at this point, mm-hmm. because we're kind of on the tipping edge of everything about to unravel, because mm-hmm. this whole thing with Liam and Robert is going to have some sort of clash, which we're going to find more about Robert, mm-hmm, right. whether it be the damages of, you know, whatever actually happened with that plane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think with him and his dad, like, something was, like, he was on the side of his mom. Mm-hmm. Robert had the inside scoop on everybody and everything. And he knows how to play Cyrus, you know? Totally. And so even, and that's something, too, where it's kind of a revelation, like, oh, wow, what do we not know? But at the same time, is he just, you know, stimulating something false in order to make Cyrus kind of believe fake, you know what I mean? Like, he just wants to get Cyrus on a certain side of worry. That right. he's kind of making things up in order to make it seem like he's got the control.
And I also took it as Simon was so smart mm-hmm. that maybe he's saying, like, I know about the wine. I probably know about everything else. So you're playing chess with the wrong person. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Shots There's, fired, I would yeah. say. Yeah. Shots definitely, fired on yeah. both
There's
sides.
Definitely so many things to kind of, like, your mind goes so many places yeah. when you're like, what? I wonder what it was like before Robert left.
Yeah.
Because we don't know that side of the story. So that's what's exciting, is we're going to definitely learn more about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm having all these weird conspiracy theories.
I know.
While you guys were just talking, I'm like, oh, my God. Did Robert have something to do with, like, the king's death? Like, did he disappear on purpose for a long time so that...
Could be.
Something oh, could go on. Uh-huh. Like, ugh, I'm freaking out over here.
So many things to get unraveled.
Speaking of freaking out, Jasper meets a journalist at a hotel. She's writing a story. And she says the princess and her relationship with the royal bodyguard. She knows about his past. She knew that he had come there to steal the Chloe Noir diamond. And that he's American. And she threatens him that he better sit down and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a way out of this. Let's skip down to... Yeah. The journalist's name is Harper. And they threaten each other kind of back and forth. And mm-hmm. he's using his British accent. But once he drops the act. He's speaking to her with his American accent, which is not an accent because he's actually American in the show. He says, you can come after me, but don't drag her down. So it seems like he's made his decision, but we don't know his way out of this until yeah. later.
Mm-hmm. Except something that kind of frustrated me was that Jasper, just tell Eleanor.
Exactly.
I got right. really frustrated because throughout this episode thus far, we saw so much progression mm-hmm. with they had so much open communication. Mm-hmm. As soon as Robert confronted Jasper, Jasper went and told Eleanor. So it was just kind of like, we've gotten so far. Why did you need to hide this? Because it's not like there's anything else she needs to find out.
Exactly.
And she already knows that yes. your dad was a con man. Mm-hmm. So just tell her. Be like, this like reporter wants to say this stuff about me and you. Mm-hmm. We're either going to have to come out about it, or is there anything you can do to, like, plea this away? Or I don't even know. But I just was kind of upset about the mm-hmm. non-communication with Eleanor on
me
this.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Instead, he had to, like...
lie.
Rip her heart out
yeah,
to
it was,
shreds.
Which ripped my heart out while watching.
Acting like he never meant anything he said.
Ugh.
So
and that's,
cruel.
Like, the worst thing that you can do yeah. being in a relationship. Is just, like, it's one thing to just, like, break it off with someone. Mm-hmm. But to take away all of mm-hmm. those feelings that you felt for them, that's just not okay.
Right. She's going to be like, how can I ever trust anybody
exactly.
again?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I gave you so many chances. Oh, my feelings
oh
on
my
it
God.
Clearly are not okay.
Really. But Mark Schwann was saying that's a very Jasper thing to do because he doesn't accept his past. But
yeah.
once he accepts his past, they could be like, you know what, press, you want to say I'm the bodyguard? You want to say I did all these things? I did do them, and it's fine. So they'll eventually get there.
Yeah.
We can have hope.
And I think that she will eventually find out about this reporter because she's not, I feel like she's not going to go away that easy.
Yeah,
there's got to be something else where she comes back for, like, whoever knows, depending on what the actual bargain was. I don't know mm-hmm. what she and him discussed, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
I think, yeah, I think there's a good chance of them reconciling or at least talking about this as well, because next week's promo, we only get to see the boxing match that's going to go down between the two princes. So they're really holding back on showing us anything else because it might just give too much away about any future episodes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Spencer comes to say goodbye to the queen to let her know everything's all set up. Push the red button for your Christmas address, and I'm leaving. And she tells him about how she used to always leave the palace on Christmas to go see her lover, Alistair, we would assume. And that's why she threw herself at him. She's like, you know, that was like a normal thing for me on Christmas, was, you know, a sexual tryst. But he's like, don't worry about it. I got you, girl. Like, in whatever way I need to serve you and the country, I'm all in.
Happy to oblige.
What's crazy about the queen in this episode is I feel like we saw some sort of spark that we haven't seen in a while. She was very happy.
Yes.
Which is kind of odd considering this is kind of a day that is very sad for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't have Alistair anymore. She doesn't have Simon. So it was just kind of interesting to see that spark and glimmer in her eye again. Mm. Like, she's kind of back.
Yeah.
Which I feel like even though she did lose some of, like, her loved ones, now that she has her son,
yeah.
I feel like she's starting to think that things are starting to align again for her personally.
Mm-hmm. Mm, good point.
Good observation.
Eleanor tells Liam, so she gets really nervous about the fact that Robert is now on to Jasper. So she speaks to Liam about it. So unfortunately, Liam lays out everything else that Robert doesn't know about yet. So things could only go downhill from here for Robert finding out anything more about Jasper. But in talking about it, Robert kind of interrupts them, and Liam takes great issue with the way that Robert speaks about Jasper. Mm. And there's a big fight over the use of Sparrow. So Robert calling him Sparrow. So Robert seems to be really... just really brushes off Liam and is harsh with him this week to me. I feel like we're finally seeing the real Robert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think so. And we're just kind of seeing it more unravel. And like we said, we don't know what kind of happened before then. We haven't seen any glimpse into the past.
Right.
So we don't even know what he was like at all.
Right.
And so, I don't know. It's hard to tell right now.
They spoke about him so glowingly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So something changed on that island or before... He must have had some fight with Simon that led to all of these events that changed him in some way, and now he's a little more evil. But, like, I'm sorry you spend so much time on the island, but obviously Sparrow brothers your brother, so, like, give him a break.
Yeah, seriously. Right.
I feel like it's super rude. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, don't act like I've gone out of my way to make you feel like you're not the firstborn son of the family, Sparrow. To which Cyrus enters drunkenly and pulls down the tree on top of himself and passes out. Oh, I thought that was hilarious. We get to see kind of the fallout from Jasper meeting with Harper, the journalist who wanted to run this scandalous story. He visits her. See, I can't connect the dots on how fake breaking up with her or, like, breaking up with her would stop this woman from running this story. Like, what did they agree on during this meeting?
I feel like technically Eleanor and Jasper aren't dating anymore, so she has no story.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
So maybe
they could deny the whole thing if he's like, well, I broke up with her and we're not together, so, right. So this whole thing is phony.
But she still has a story. There's someone working in the palace who's American who, like, tried to steal from them. I think that's still a story.
Well, this is kind of how I think that they're all connected is somehow, like, I'm sure the ex-girlfriend that, like, dated Eleanor, I forget her name for a little bit.
Mandy.
Or Samantha. There was shit, dude.
Oh, yes. Her duo.
So, like, maybe she went back, said something to the dad, and then the dad somehow got this information. But then I also think somehow Robert reached into the past, and maybe it's kind of like a money bargain kind of thing. Mm. Who knows what's happening with that. So I feel like there's so much depth.
Oh, you're right. Like, Robert could have been like,
here's
I'll
money.
Give you $10,000 to give the story to the
Yeah. Because isn't that...
So it doesn't come from him directly. It looks like it's from the charlatan father, which yeah. we wouldn't expect anything
because
else.
The yeah. dad said... He said something like, how much did you get, right? It was something yeah. about money, something sketchy. But anyways, I just... In this, I have no idea what he could possibly have, like, yeah. given over besides them breaking up. Because even if they did break up, who's not to say... He records this and sends it over to her like it's official, we broke up, and then he can secretly go back to her and be like, listen, that was not me, that wasn't real, but we've got some serious issues to handle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but yeah, who, yeah. I mean, that's what I wish would happen, but who knows? I'm hoping that maybe it's like all a plea and like somehow she has inside scoop and is like listening in, and then... But that could be so too intricate.
But I love it. No, I love it. Maybe Eleanor and Jasper were in on it, filming it. It was a breakup. Yeah. And they're going to send it to this reporter and be like, you don't have a story. We're not together. But it's still a story.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, why would... Maybe this journalist is going to run the story. So Jasper wanted to break up with her so that they could be like, even if we prove what's true about this American man... hiding out in the palace, degrading our family name. Eleanor had nothing to do with it. They were not dating.
Right.
I don't know either. There's so many things to think about in this situation.
But the palace can deny anything. They can right. continue dating and just deny that they're dating.
Yeah. Right. Deny.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess we will see. I have a feeling that she's not going to, like, she's going to be coming back, mm-hmm. and we'll see more of that, hopefully.
It really broke my heart to see her upset, thinking that just because she wrote I love you in the last love letter, that was why he was breaking up with
and
her.
That oh my killed God. Me because we, take it. We knew the whole time he was concocting this beautiful, like, book or mm-hmm. something yes. from the heart, like, with mm-hmm. Sarah Alice helping. Like, I thought that was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And he really cares about her so much that it was just heartbreaking to see all of that kind of, like, hard work and thought and mm-hmm. love just get crushed and crumbled. Right. I was just like feeling for her so much.
Me
and it
too. Oh my
broke
God.
My heart.
Unfortunately, we go right from the breakup to the family dinner. So everyone's at dinner minus Jasper. Ted Price is joining them, and thankfully he has cooked dinner since the Queen ruined it.
Mr. Yeah. Hill.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Mr. Hill.
So embarrassing.
That would be so embarrassing.
It's like, I have to explain this all the time when I mess up names. It's like you talk about so many characters yeah. and you're thinking about so many things at one time, then the wrong name yes. comes out of your mouth. Yes. Oh my God, so embarrassing. Anyway, Mr. Hill is there. He has cooked dinner because the Queen ruined it. And they mentioned another item food that was it called the pink charlatan or yes. something? I Googled it really quick and I didn't have time. I was running out of time this afternoon before I had to start getting ready and get out of the house and come here. But it was like some sort of pink jello sort of looking thing.
Maybe it's our version, their version like of cranberry sauce.
Like a marshmallowy jello with marshmallow fluffy stuff on top. I don't know. Yeah. Look that up later. The Queen thought it was divine. But Robert decides to give a bold, like, dinner speech in the absence of Simon. And Liam clearly is miffed and sick of the whole, like, well, I'll be the stand-in for the king now sort of a thing. So Liam's toast right back is, hopefully everyone's a little less full of shit next year, especially my brother. And I especially appreciate that on E! They were not bleeping any of the curse words.
I know.
I was like, this makes this episode even better. Robert rebuttal right back. Here's to Liam for being disgraceful today. And then Liam stands up again with his rebuttal to that, saying to Robert, for blowing me, which was my favorite line of the evening. The family fights over who's going to get the Christmas address, and Eleanor, in her breakup post-haze, starts screaming to break up the fight about who's going to do it. You know, Cyrus still thinks he's going to give it, and he's blind drunk, prancing around in that Santa outfit. And the Queen stops everyone and says, you know, your father would be aghast, to which Sarah Alice has a idea for fixing the big fight between everyone. And she goes and finds presents that she thinks Santa has left in kind of like a secret closet or hallway, maybe. And it's actually a bag full of presents from the king, from King Simon for everyone.
I loved that. I think I love the dynamic of having Sarah Alice there, and like, it's just so cute, and I thought that was an amazing way to kind of bring something from the past to them, because they all kind of were missing. They didn't get to say goodbye, so it was like they were missing something, so this was like a perfect way to tie it all in. But I have a quick question. I was wondering, the way he was writing these, it was like
he knew, like, he wouldn't be there, right?
Yes, and I feel like I'm all about Mark Schwann today, but when he was on our show last year, he said, someone asked, is Ted really dead? Yes. And did Ted really kill him? Yes. But not for the reasons we might think, he said. He said it might, he alluded to it, that Ted killing Simon was not necessarily as, like, for as bad of a reason as we think. Oh.
That it was maybe an agreement between them?
Yeah, because think Simon knew he was dying. He may have had cancer or something, and he knew he was dying.
Oh.
Really?
That's what I think. That's my prediction.
Man, well, there's got to be something, because those letters didn't make sense for someone that didn't know. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And how long? Because I think when they said Robert was gone for, 6 months? Or
longer
something?
Than that.
8 months.
10 months.
So, I don't know the time frame of how long Simon was in the picture for, but say this is still, 5 or 4 months prior.
Right. You wouldn't be. You're usually not buying Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Then.
And they weren't gifts that, he bought.
They were gifts of his.
They were sentimental.
Like, the boxing gloves is, something let me leave this for him. It was, a will, kind of.
Yeah. So maybe he had it prepared just in case. He knew things were starting to get fishy, so maybe he prepared this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
Possible.
But I was just kind of confused. I didn't know if that was something I was just misunderstanding, or it was no, it was definitely premeditated gifts. So, I don't know.
I wonder if because I remember right after Robert died, he was in such, a state of depression. I wonder if he almost planned to, kill himself because he was so upset over their lives that maybe they were going to
that
be.
Makes sense.
Oh, wow.
That could be.
That's
too.
Definitely a way to think about
know.
It.
Oh, gosh. So many things.
Yeah, so many
Which
things.
Gift was your favorite out of everyone's gifts?
I thought it was Eleanor's because she needed that the most, because the last thing that she heard her dad say to her was not something that she felt so guilty and felt like she wasn't good enough, you know? Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was a really great way to help her realize I can go forward. I am strong. I am good. And we've seen her progress and become so mature over the past couple episodes that I think that was a really great thing for her to get during the mess of all of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were all appropriate. The boxing gloves.
That was my favorite, the boxing gloves.
And then what was the perfume that she had to give up.
And Cyrus's sword with the snake head
on
it.
Oh, perfect.
Because he's a snake. I love it. Eleanor nominates herself to give the Christmas speech after receiving this gift, and I cannot believe that everyone was fine with it, but she did an amazing job. Was she wearing the little really number that showed a lot of side boob that she had on during dinner at this speech?
I love that dress. It was a little open. Yeah, on the side. It was awesome. I don't know. I didn't notice.
You couldn't tell. She looked like professional from the front, but I was like, I wonder if she's still wearing that.
I just think that this is foreshadowing, because I think when the show ends, it's going to be Queen Eleanor somehow.
Oh!
I would love that.
Mark my words.
That would be just.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she's made so much progression in her character, and the development that they've made for her has been awesome and positive. And she's been through so much. So something great has to be coming her way soon, because I'm really hoping that maybe this whole Jasper and her breaking up is a fluke and it's not real, because I love them and I love to see her happy. But I mean, that could be something that is in her future. You never know.
Her as queen and him as
why not?
The bodyguard / prince. During Eleanor giving the Christmas address at midnight, it's kind of interspersed with some other scenes. So Liam, distraught, goes and sees Catherine. He can't stop thinking about her and wants them to be together. And she turns him away. Poor baby. Brokenhearted. Yeah. I know. He kind of stormed out.
Mm-hmm. I just feel for him. Because every time he falls for a girl, it never ends out in his favor. Like, I know. When him and Ophelia were in love, I was in love with that love story. I thought it was gorgeous. I thought that the way that they, like, felt for each other, it felt real mm-hmm. and raw. And then, of course, that went downhill. And then this, I was starting to see his, like, because when he loves someone, it's different mm-hmm. than it is with, like, when it was, what was his girlfriend? It was something with diamonds.
Gemma.
Mm-hmm. With Gemma, it was like, that was clearly just like, you know, put together. But I don't know. I feel with him and Catherine, it just breaks my heart for him. And she, you can tell she wants to be with him.
Do you think so?
I think she wants to be with him, but she knows guilty. The right thing to do to rid her of feeling super guilty is to be with Robert.
Well, one of our other viewers, Kelly 32222, who has a cute profile pic with a cute little kid, said that she couldn't find that screenshot where Catherine said King Liam.
Correct.
So maybe Robert doesn't know, but I love the idea of Robert knowing. Like, I love the idea of Robert, like, what if Robert had, like, other girlfriends and was cheating on Catherine the whole time, but now just wants Catherine because he wants to punish them for being together.
Ooh.
That sounds interesting.
Right? And then...
And what happened to Willow, by the way? She's just missing for the past few episodes.
She's with Penelope and Maribel or whatever their names were.
The island of forgotten characters for right now until we bring her back. I'm sure she'll be back in a dastardly way to do something awful because she's been rejected.
Well, and she's also the one that, like, clearly is in love with Liam, so they're gonna bring her back to kind of probably, like, poor
stir
thing.
Poor thing.
Like, because she's always there for him when he needs her. Mm-hmm.
We also, during this time of cross-cutting scenes with Eleanor's speech, see Jasper call his father crying, saying, I wanted to tell you Merry Christmas and F you for ruining my life, and you'll never know how much you just took away from me, which I feel bad. Right. What if it wasn't his dad? What if it was Robert?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who he found out from.
There's a whole circle of people it could possibly be, but...
I mean, what if Mr. Hill has a file on Jasper and Robert, like, read up on it?
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. And that'd be so much easier than his dad kind of figuring out, unless it was the Samantha or Mandy character to be like, we need to get more money, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the conclusion, what they gave her, like, some earrings.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Which they got back. I think she got something, though. Oh, maybe she got nothing.
Oh, Jasper switched them out, right?
She got nothing, so she could have filled in the parents and been like... That's what I assumed. Because all of that info, like, how would the parents know that? Like, what the name of the diamond was, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I just assumed it came from Mandy, Samantha.
Mm. Yeah, there's so much more context to this, we know.
So many suspects. at the conclusion of the show, Liam offers the boxing gloves to Robert, which he did 2 or 3 times, and Robert keeps saying, no, you finally have something that I don't. So the contention is, like, big time between them. And Liam challenges him to a boxing match, so kind of like a modern-day duel where they don't have to die, for charity. And I can't believe, like, I can't conceive in my mind that this would ever happen.
Never.
But I'm so excited because they showed an amazing clip of, like, Liam's abs next week. And I was like, oh, my God.
Amazing.
I can't imagine what else this is going to be in this episode because they didn't show us anything but this boxing match happening.
Yeah.
And we see, it almost looks like Catherine's maybe choosing Robert. We got to see them kiss in the promo. And Liam, bloody face and all, sees them walk arm in arm down the hallway of the palace together. So we shall see as the world turns at the palace.
Seriously, so much. I feel like there's so much more that I want to unravel, but I just don't even know how much we're going to get in. Like, because there's only a couple episodes left.
We'll see. Oh, my God. Is that it? Jeez. Dang it. All right, girls. Well, we are so excited to wrap up this week with you, and we can't wait to do it again next week. Ladies, where can they chat with you more online about the royals?
Well, please tweet me on Twitter, obviously, at Allie Nasta, and then on Instagram, at Allie Girl.
This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website is fernronay.com.
And you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. Also on Instagram and Snapchat. And I've been doing a lot of red carpets lately for some movies. It's, you know, award season and a million movies that want to be up for awards are out. So I've been doing all awesome red carpets with a lot of big celebs. So if you want to follow along, you can follow me on there. And thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.